welcome to another edition of Born on the 4th of July. This is your host filling in for the most capable Barbara Jean, who take a few days off in sabbatical. Today, thank goodness we got our phone problem fixed. I was a little panicked. We went to call and the phones went dead. Seems like things are happening around here that make me question sometimes. But be it as it may, we're on and ready to go. I have a fantastic guest lined up, as we talked about yesterday. Don Nikoloff is here with us. We're going to run through a gamut of new information. So hold the phone, and we'll be coming right on with Don. Don, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Rott. Good afternoon, and thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Don. Yesterday was quite a whirlwind day, I got to tell you, fill you in. I was there at live on-site at Dealey Plaza, right about where I figured the Zapruder film was shot, okay? It was amazing to be there on site and talking and interviewing live on the radio the author of this incredible book, Dr. Mary's Monkey, Mr. Ed Haslam. And it was funny, I got to tell you, as I'm sitting there, not 20 minutes into the broadcast, a squad car pulls up, then another squad car. Then up on the other side of the road, I see two more squad cars get out. I see uniformed policemen is just sitting there, out of, you know, getting out of the car and looking at me like, what are we going to do about this? As if I'm breaking some law, and I'm I actually got a little nervous. They were sure looking at me, and I held up my cellular phone, which was on speaker, and I held it out the window for them to, you know, I'm not loading a gun or anything. I'm just on the radio. But as luck would have it, they got in after watching me for about 5 or 10 minutes, and then they each pulled off. But I was a little nervous there for a minute. But anyway, glad to have you on the show, Don. By way of introduction, you are also a notable radio talk show host. Thank you so much for coming on today, because there's some pieces of the puzzle that I think you most definitely have found and uncovered yourself. So thank you for taking the time.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I want to let you know I appreciate the work you have been doing, and you've inspired me actually to dig a little deeper in certain areas that I was not really paying as close attention to as maybe I should have, or maybe I was doing the right thing by not getting involved until I did.
I hear you. There's so much that we want to cover in the next 2 hours. I'm sure it'll be a lively conversation. Again, we'd like to also open up the phone lines, let you know that we are taking calls on this on the next 2 hours. If you have any questions, anybody listening, either of our conversation yesterday, our show that we did yesterday, I got to tell you, I received about 4 or 5 emails yesterday. It was just incredible congratulatory, you know, comments, and of course wanting the links to Mr. Haslam. But the toll free number is 1-800-313-9443. Give us a call and then ask questions about our conversation today. We're going to get into a lot of very interesting topics. My guest, Don Nikoloff. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then?
Then.
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
And welcome back. This is your host, Dr. H. Frew Ott. And this is Born on the 4th of July, filling in for the regular host of the show, Barbara Jean. My guest today is the one and only Don Nikoloff. Don, let me just, the listeners that may not be aware of you, let's talk about what you're doing as far as your research that you've done, your show, and your website. Tell the listeners how they can get a hold of you and look at some of your documents.
Go to my website, which is directlightproductions.com, and they can click on articles. I've actually got things in several places, and after one spent a little bit of time on my website, they can see that they could get archives from my radio shows, documents that I've come across in my search for truth and some things that are inspiring. Also, besides that, I write for the Idaho Observer as an investigative journalist, and I've been sort of focusing on genealogical studies of these historical characters who become presidents and senators and congressmen and are in bed with the international banking cabals. We call the central banks, the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Treasury, and the intelligence agencies. They seem to lack a lot of intelligence these days, in fact.
Don, you were coming in very strong and clear. Initially, I think your volume is down. I can just barely hear you. Maybe that's on our other end here, but hopefully we'll be able to fix that problem.
Okay.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but...
As far as I know here, I'm putting out a really, really solid signal. So
okay, that sounds better. Thank you.
Okay, they could be playing with us. anyway, I was just saying that I got into these genealogical studies because I wanted to find out who these people actually were. And I did a study on the Bushwalker clan back in 2007. That's thousands and thousands of people have posted all over the internet. It's deemed accurate by G.W. Bush himself. That's Bush 43. In a conversation with a mutual friend, the the research came out and some questions were asked of him, and he said it's all true. I was referred to or described as being nosy, which I thought was a rather childish thing to say by a president, but 43 was known for such quips, wasn't he?
Right.
And then I began a piece. Actually, I had already done the genealogy on John McCain, and I had determined that he was not an American citizen whatsoever under the legal description of what an American citizen is. In fact, I found that his so-called father and his so-called grandfather were secreted into the country via the Merchant Marine and then eventually brought in to the U.S. Navy. But these were not Annapolis graduates as are described in history. In fact, Annapolis had no such records of John Sidney McCain Sr. I went down the genealogy trail of his so-called lineage in the state of Mississippi and found at every turn that there was definitely obfuscation between Prince Albert Edward, who later became Edward VII, King of England, and James Buchanan, who was a pro-slavery president. And this all began in 1860. This whole plot began at that time. And so when John Sidney McCann is the real name that they had given them to hide the identity and the association to the then prince and duke of the kingdoms of the northern territories of Great Britain, I found that that individual was a total fraud and had been secreted into the Navy. He was actually 20 years older than they stated, and that's why you couldn't find anything to substantiate the claims that were made. They just pulled names out of a hat and went to great extent to actually construct tombstones and things like that to sort of validate that these people existed.
As I talk to the average person on the street and talk about this and at the coffee shop, okay, people look at me and they say, so what? What does it matter that they're natural born or not? That underlies a basic problem, I think, with America as a whole. You know, we got to really talk about that and explain to people why this requirement for president was written into the constitutional laws and why the founding fathers had this as a very basic premise and a plank of being the U.S. president. Do you want to address that, Don?
Well, yes. I mean, what you're describing is a constitutional republic, and our forefathers even warned us about these things, that there were attempts going on at the time that they formed the original Declaration of Independence and went through the Revolutionary War and even into the Civil War.
Right.
These wars were always staged as a means for those that pulled the purse strings that were behind the creation of nation states to make money, to capitalize on the death of millions and millions of people throughout history. We've never been given a plausible reason for a war anywhere on the surface of the earth other than the military-industrial complex, their banker cohorts, and big business make money. They make trillions of dollars every time they create a war, and that is that begs many, many other questions as to, you know, what the purpose of life is on this planet. But it's cutting straight to the chase. We're witnessing a spiritual battle between good and evil.
Right.
Basically, that's it. And these people masquerade as always as someone other than who they really are.
So, again, let's go to the reason why it's so important why the president today or back in the 1860s, why was it so important that they are naturally born here in America under the Republic banner?
Well,
why is that? What's the rule of law with that?
Well, you would assume automatically that their allegiances are to this nation and not to any other party. outside, and whether that is in the banking interests or to, you know, today it's pharmaceuticals. I mean,
well, it goes even deeper. As a natural born citizen, you have an inalienable right under the Constitution for the rights and privileges of that Constitution. In other words, you have a legally born right for the Republic protection of the civil rights. Now, if you are not a natural-born citizen, you are outside the law and jurisdiction of that republic. So what you do and become through legislation becomes basically null and void from a legalistic point of view. Now,
yeah,
that's the issue.
Well, yes, as I see it in its most basic sense, our Constitution and our Bill of Rights was established with the stamp of approval of our Creator. And what we are witnessing is a dismantling of that, and that's done in violation to those Ten Commandments that God set before mankind to follow, and it's been replaced with some 23 million laws, of which no one can recite. I would venture to guess any of them in specificity.
So you've done some incredible work and research into the whole eligibility issue under the constitutional requirements for our current president. You've come up with some really new twists. I mean, you've got Mr. Berg's original lawsuit, again, coming out of Philadelphia in the Democratic National Committee. His protests were ignored. And then recently, of course, Ms. Orly Tate and her manipulating. You think this is all kind of a smokescreen? Is that right?
It's not that I think it is. I know it is, and I can say by the evidence that I've uncovered, and the dialectical argument that is promoted by the mainstream media, and the government, and these political parties, and the banking system, and the pharmaceutical companies, the oil companies, and all of the military-industrial complex, we are witnessing really the hoodwinking of the world in engaging in this argument between Hawaii and Kenya. There is no doubt about that. And, you know, I set out on a path of discovering the truth, and I wasn't hearing the truth. I think we all have a gut feeling that we're not hearing the truth. There is no reason to hide a genuine document from anyone. The only reason to say that it's sealed or that we cannot see it is because there isn't one. That's the only
You're talking about a long-form birth certificate, no matter where it's from. Is that what
you're
referring to?
Or adoption papers, or school records, or driver's license.
Yeah, where has all this disappeared to?
Well, why does it have to disappear if it's genuine? This is the whole argument.
Right.
And it's a very elementary argument I'm proposing, but my research shows that I am justified in making such an argument. And that those that engage in this continual, I know we're going to talk about this, but the point I'm making here is this continual dialectical argument is based upon the fundamental premise of divide and conquer.
There you go.
That's it.
That's exactly right. We'll talk about more of this in depth when we come back. We've got to take a break right now. This is Born on the 4th of July with my guest, Mr. Don Nicolau. Stay tuned and tell your friends and neighbors and loved ones to tune in. Incredible information coming up in the next hour and a half.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
And we're back. Welcome to Born on the 4th of July with your host, Dr. H. Ruot, and my special guest today, Don Nikoloff. Don, we do have some callers that have called in immediately, and we'd like to just have a conversation with them. Again, the question is, how important really is this issue of being a natural-born citizen to be qualified to be president? We're going to get into this, I'm sure, deeper than most people would ever dream as we go on. Gary in California. Gary, thanks for holding. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, two of them. First one is he made a very interesting synopsis of the laws, all these laws that are written by man. And you'll look at a law, you and me, they're not supposed to be vague and ambiguous, but they appear to be. And you'll read it and you'll say, well, this fits my whatever it is real good. So you use that particular statute, you go to court, the judge disagrees, and they take it and they turn it. They do things to it that you go, that's not what it says, but they say it says this.
Right.
So these laws that are written for us really don't mean anything because they have it appears like a special language for themselves, or they just overrule it. They just don't even go along with it. and then when you mention what you're talking about, the presidents and McCain, they said that the Senate came through and passed a bill or something or law that allows him to come in because he's born in Panama. In other words, they, on their own, overrode the Constitution, which they're not supposed to do. The Constitution says this, that's it. There's no ambiguity to it. But they do all kinds of strange stuff to the Constitution to make it sound different than really says. You know, when you go into the Second Amendment, that's pretty plain. When you go into the First Amendment, that's pretty plain. But then the way they turn things is just absolutely amazing. And again, when you get back to McCain, he wasn't qualified. You know, he was born in Panama. But the Senate made a special rule for this. I would like to know, when is it ever said in the Constitution that the Senate has the ability to override it through legislation.
Well, good comments and good questions. Don, how would you answer those?
Well, first of all, I would address the issue of the Senate. You see, this is the first time, to our knowledge, that they've had to endorse two candidates as being legitimate citizens through the House of Representatives and through the Senate. Now, I found one little clue. If you disregard all of my research on McCain and his lineage and the bogus lineage that's been presented to the American public and written into the history books, there is an executive order issued on December 17, 1941 by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, instructing the engineers there at the Coco-Solo Naval Base to acquire the property, to lay out the boundaries for the Coco-Solo Naval Hospital. It hadn't been built. That is the location McCain claims he was born, in the hospital. The hospital was not built some 7 to 7.5 years after August 29th, 1936. I rest my case.
He was not
born there.
So where was he born?
And he is not in the National Archive of the people born in Panama in 1936 either. Okay, so that argument is illegitimate, totally fraudulent.
Man.
That's treason, okay?
Well, we got the same thing going on with Barack Insane Obama. I mean, you can't get anything out of him. We got laws being broken right and left. I wanted to get your website.
Okay, I gave that out, but I'll give it out again. Just type in directlightproductions.com.
Light is L-I-G-H-T?
That's just like it sounds, directlightproductions.com.
Well, fantastic. Gary, thanks for that. We need to go on. We have another caller waiting. Colin in Texas, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, Theo, here you're on. You're live on the air. Go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, I'll try to be brief. I'm at work, so I've been catching bits and pieces and acknowledge the guest. I'm sorry for not hearing his name, but I have a couple of quick questions. They're kind of divergent in a sense. Number one, I'm not an Obama supporter. I'm a libertarian in general. But do you think these issues, you know, given your research in McCain and so on and so forth, and then also the birther kind of movement, would be at all an issue if Obama was not black or brown or whatever? And number two, in a much larger scheme, and it probably can't be answered here, you mentioned, I think, when I was catching a few tidbits here and there about the military-industrial complex and so forth, which I firmly agree with. But what I'm trying to grasp, and if you could shed any light on it, is motive. I come from a criminal investigative background. And my question would be, what are the motives? Who are these, besides the, we call it the New World Order and all that sort of thing.
We'll be right back. Hold the line if you can. We'll answer these questions. And they're good questions, fantastic questions, right after the break. Again, this is Born on the 4th of July. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
And welcome back. This is Born on the 4th of July with your host, Dr. True Ott. And my guest today is Don Nikoloff. And we're really talking deeply now about the legality and the issues surrounding the supposed citizenship issues of President Barack Obama. Now, Colin in Texas, Don brought up some good points. Motivation, you know, the reason behind it, how in the world can you continue to skirt this issue? Is it an issue going far beyond color of skin, race, and that type of thing? Of course it is. The people that are propping up this man, supporting him, have got to know this, the deeper issues there. I just want you to comment because I'm sure you can take us far afield on this one.
Okay. This is a very complex issue. I'll try to be as succinct as I can. And Colin brought up some very pertinent questions with his investigative background, if I understood him correctly. I was getting a lot of distortion throughout his call. What this is about power and control. This is about international power and control. This is about the creation of a new world order, which is going to, if they're allowed to continue, it's going to result in the reduction of the planet's population by some 6.2 billion people. They want a manageable group, and it has nothing to do with ecology. It has everything to do with creating a total slave society serving an elite few. They go by the name of the Committee of 300. They have all kinds of secret societies that belong to this this group, the Knights of Malta, the Jesuit Order, the Vatican, the Khazars or the Ashkenazis or the Zionists. They're all names, but it's a select group of people that have been involved in the mass murder of millions of people throughout history, throughout our most recent world history. It has developed to a level of just being organized crime. It's nothing more than organized crime operating under the color of authority, under the color of law, under the color of law enforcement. International intelligence agencies are actually operating but struggling within their makeup for power, and that includes the CIA, the FBI, MI5, MI6 in England, the Israeli Mossad, Sayeret Matkal, the KGB, the GRB, and the old SS that was brought into the United States as a subversive move to take over the country from within. That's where Obama's background fits in. So he's a character whose alleged relatives, who are not his relatives, but were spies brought into the country, who operated out of Oklahoma City, not out of Kansas, and Hawaii, where they set up the financing for the communist takeover of this country, Seattle area, where they educated those that they were going to indoctrinate into this program, San Francisco, which was the base where they began taking up all the real estate piece by piece through the money laundering. And this was financed through drug companies and the acquisition of banks on an international scale. That's the relationship to Hawaii. We could spend hours talking about that. It's all in my research. If you read The Three Stooges Go to Washington, and I suggest you read all of it, parts 1 through 7B is what's published right now. The next piece is on Hillary Clinton. It's even going to connect more dots because her ties go all the way back to World War II and some characters that worked with the Nazi Party. And it's also mind-blowing, but it makes all the sense in the world when you see these dots connected.
And it goes right back, like you said earlier. It really is a galactic struggle of good and evil. I mean, let's be real here. You've got some incredible forces of darkness that want to enslave humanity and the soul of humanity, as I see it. We're talking about darkness of the highest order, satanic ritual. The whole secret society situation is, you know, is basically worshiping that fallen angel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're basically describing their methods is what you're doing.
Yeah, every time you start digging into these bloodlines, you see this dark central theme coming forward that they're basically, let's call them what they are, Satanists. They are not Christian idealists.
Can I interject just real quick with one follow-up question?
Surely.
What I'm trying, you know, in terms of my criminal investigative background, investigation background, what perplexes me on this entire set of concepts that we're talking about here is a cohesiveness. And that's what I'm looking for, is there has to be a united, it seems to me, people, institutions, states, blah, 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 working in unison.
That's
and
correct.
I find it hard to, this is just the doubt or skeptic in me, hard to figure out where that motive, that common motive is. I mean, are all these people working together? Are they, you know, texting each other? I mean, you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. There's a, and that's a general response to people when they start talking about this, what I call the mass conspiracy. But I'll get Don's take on this, but I'm holding in my hand right here in my office a very rare book. It's actually a piece that was published during the middle of the Great Depression. It's called The Hidden Hand, The Protocols, and The Coming Superman by a researcher Gerald B. Winrod. He started this in the 1920s. And when you see the interlocking segments of this, quarterly meetings, updates, letters, communications, this was happening in the 1930s to the present time, you see there is a cohesiveness of this. You see that their regular meetings, the Bilderberg groups, that they do meet worldwide regularly. You have offshoots going off, of course, the Bohemian Grove situation. These are not just coincidental, you know, happenstance get-togethers. They have an agenda, yet it is covert. It's not publicly talked about, of course, but make no mistake, they do meet, and they do communicate regularly as to their goals. Don, what would you like to add to that?
Well, you're absolutely correct. I mean, the ties are definitely in the banking industry. They're definitely in industry. Let's take GM, for example. Here, the government comes to the rescue, but it gives this cabal the control of a company that was originally controlled by the British Crown. And same with Boeing and Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola. These ties go back even before the days of Abraham Lincoln. The same corporate ties were always there in place. Now, they control the media. And to answer that question that Colin proposed, look at who controls the media. The names of the corporations. You'll find it interesting that Gannett Publishing controls the Honolulu Advertiser, the newspaper that's putting out these bogus birth announcements. And they're absolutely fraudulent. These are not legitimate documents. When you enlarge the documents and the lines start separating from each other, you know that you're not looking at an original document, that something's been tampered, but they put a microscopic version of it on the internet or in some publication or in the media, and everyone says, oh, there it is, we see it. You see, because we have a society based upon imagery and idol worship. And they're using the same principle over and over and over. Now, I can look at a picture of an idol and magnify it and study it and see that it's been constructed as if you got out a piece of paper and cut up little pictures and pasted them onto another piece of paper. It's that poor what they've done. It's so fraudulent. And they use the media. Who finances these universities that specialize in photographic technologies? The Rockefellers. Who finances Hollywood? This cabal that we're talking about. This is all mind control. These images that they're putting in front of us are intended to control our minds. And that serves the purpose of cutting us off from our true selves, our spiritual selves, our discernment, our logic. We're just listening to what we're told, and we're believing what we're told when none of it is the truth. That is, you know, that's the fundamental principle that's involved here. There is no doubt that they're tied together. And when you get into the financial aspect, you find the same Illuminati families, whether it's the Rockefellers or the Rothschilds and the DuPonts and the Vanderbilts and the Bronfmans and the Lee family in China. And I've studied that family. And let's not leave out the British Crown. Or the
right.
Queen of England or the King of England, because all these secret arrangements were made at the inception of our country. It's there. It's in our history. It's there. All you have to do is connect the dots.
Again, this document that I referenced before that I'm holding in my hand, written by a man named Gerald B. Winrod, clear back in the 1930s, as Hitler was coming into power, under the control of the press, he documents this whole thing. He said, the only means for controlling the sources of information and in molding public sentiment on a worldwide scale, again, this is back in the 30s, is to organize and disseminate news through a few select avenues. And that's the key to this thing.
And if I can chime in here real quick, I hate to hog any time from other callers and so forth, but... about 5 years or so ago, I lived with on a contract job. I worked in Florida and lived with a professor of media studies who was at Florida Atlantic University. His book is out now. I don't want to name his name because I haven't asked him, you know, for that capability. But I lived with him for 6 months, rented a room from him, and he was apolitical, pretty much. He was writing a book on Cold War propaganda, but he would receive, you know, a number of different news sources, you know, the Wall Street Journal and New York Times and so on and so forth. And he would simply be able to point out, he's like, that's disinformation, that's not, that was likely produced by this CIA plant that I know of in D.C., and he connected all these dots. He wasn't a conspiracy theorist. He was an analytical person.
There you go. You see, it's you have a few main channels. It's like a river, okay, coming out of information. It all comes from one source, let's say the Amazon River Delta. You control the headwaters, and everything else trickles down, or not. You see, that's what they have done since easily the early 20s. They've consolidated the headwater flow. So the way they do this is very, very shrewd, and really, give them credit where it's due, it's brilliant, because they control the flow of advertising money in dollars. If Joe Schmo, new editor at the Wall Street Journal, or wherever, the Des Moines Gazette, whatever, refuses to follow that the outlined flow as prescribed, he can darn well bet his advertising dollars will be stopped. He won't survive. That's the name of the game. It's money, and that's true. Just not only with the press, the magazines, but also very true of the books and publishers, and more than anything else in our modern era, television, okay? Thank goodness for independent internet stations like Republic Broadcasting Network and this and others that we can get an alternative media to have these type of shows, to have Don Nikoloff, myself, and many, many others now who have put the pieces together to go in and have a voice and have our freedom of speech honored. So does that make sense to you, Colin?
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate your input and the time. I'm sorry to hog it up.
No problem. It's a very, very important question because you know what? I hear this from dozens and dozens and hundreds of people, good people, smart people, that's saying, I just can't buy it. This you're saying that all this conspiracy has to be so intricate. See, that they're losing sight of just the simple way to control headwaters. And you control the flow of information, you control public opinion, you do brainwashing. Okay? So thanks so much, Colin. Don, let's hear what you have to say about that.
Well, yeah, that's basically the essence of what I was just saying. Colin used a term that's used by the media, and this came out just in the past couple of years. And this word conspiracy or phrase, conspiracy theory, okay, or conspiracy theorists.
Right.
This is like, it reminds me of Hillary Clinton when Bill Clinton was caught in flagrante with Monica Lewinsky. And she came out and said, this is nothing but a right-wing conspiracy.
A vast, vast right-wing conspiracy.
You recall that. Yes, a vast right-wing conspiracy. And then they added the word theory to that. Well, a conspiracy is what it is, and it doesn't need an adjective to describe what kind of conspiracy it is.
You're right. And, you know, it's just amazing to me when I watched the events of September 11th unfolding, getting into October. You hear President Bush on national TV say, quote, we must never be concerned or follow these conspiracy theories that make no sense. But remember that speech, right?
To the
public.
After I had already dissected it, and others had dissected his lies.
Right, but what people fail to realize is what is the government's own explanation of the event?
Mm-hmm.
They had a group of people from the Middle East conspiring to bring down the towers. Their own official explanation is a conspiracy theory. We'll be right back. This is Born on the 4th of July, and my guest, Don Nicolau. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Back talk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
And welcome back. This is Born on the 4th of July. I'm your guest host, Dr. H. Ruat, and my special guest today, Don Nicolau. Don, you know, we need to hammer this home when I got cut off a little bit there in the break, and I just want to just say, here is President Bush addressing the nation and denigrating these wild, conspiracy theories, as he called them, against what happened the World Trade Center. You know, people in America, for the most part, just bought off on it again because they are programmed to believe what the president says on national TV. But let's look at this thing outside the box. Let's step outside and analyze it, as I did then. And it's very clear that the whole Osama bin Laden situation where these supposed hijackers got on, Kelly, that's a conspiracy theory, too. Because nothing has been ever proven. Let's look at what's happening. Is there any trial or arrest made of any of these hijackers? Are there their cell of conspirators that are still surviving? Of course not. No, there hasn't been. So the government's whole official explanation is a massive conspiracy theory. But it goes. Let's go even deeper. We have to assume that these conspirators had inside track into the North American defenses, NORAD, because they had to somehow force a false flag to stop the prescribed response when a plane is hijacked. I mean, under the FAA, you just can't go in and hijack a plane without having some jet fighters immediately dispatched to go on the wings of that airliner. I mean, they had to have a lot of inside help to do all of that. It makes me feel a lot safer and feel a lot better to understand that, no, indeed, there had to be an inside job on that whole thing, rather than saying that America can be intercepted or that all of our defenses can be brought out by a pair of third world people with goat skins. I mean, come on, let's be real here.
Yes, what you're describing too can be picked apart in terms of what the government has presented and what the findings of the 9/11 Commission came up with. The flights 11 and 77 were off of the flight rosters for about 18 months. Those planes hadn't flown. All of a sudden on 9/11 they fly. How do you explain the people that are still alive who were supposedly killed in that plane crash? You see, I've done research in that area and discovered the paper trail of corruption that went on and the ties to MIT, Akamai Technologies, the Sayeret Mactal in Israel, IBM Haifa, which many IBM employees were even unaware existed. And I'm speaking about the so-called death of Daniel, reported Daniel C. Lewin in the newspapers, but it was really Daniel M. Lewin who changed his name to Daniel M. Levine, and it so happens that his parents' last name is Levine. And someone who works and is on the board of a company called Homeland Security Investments in Washington, D.C.
I'll be darned. Hey, Don, this is unfortunately a very short segment. Our next segment is going to be short, too, but let's just take a break again. We'll be right back. We'll get into the next phase of this interview, and I'm sure you'll be excited to understand about this as well. We'll be right back. This is your host, Truott. It's Born on 4th of July. We'll be right back.
With